good people. The skies have opened out here outside of our city place. The studios here. I can't even get my words right. See, Kat, I'm shocked by just. I looked out just a couple seconds ago. It was sunny, and now it's pouring down, raining. Just like how just a few days ago, I'm looking and I'm like, man, I'm missing football. I'm missing the NFL. And in the blink of an eye, it's going to be tomorrow night. We're going to be at the Duffy Sports Grill. We're going to be watching the Chiefs and the Ravens kick things off for Thursday night football. That'll be the Duffy's in Delray, right? Navy and Federal?
Federal and Linton.
Federal and Linton. I don't know where I got Navy from. Navy on the mind.
The Navy Federal Credit Union. That's where you got that from. Those commercials with... Forgot who's in them. It's not that's Gronk. That's the other one.
Yeah, but it's good marketing. They got me. All right, good job. Whoever's in the ad, you know, departments for them. Congratulations to you. My wife works in advertising, so she would be proud if something she did got somebody to do a Freudian slip like that as well. But yeah.
Federal and Linton in Delray, the Duffies
at the Duffy Sports Grill. We'll be there tomorrow night to watch the Ravens and the Chiefs kick things off. And in light of, or really because of the fact that we have the NFL coming back tomorrow. We've been taking your submissions and talking about the teams you're most excited to watch outside of your favorite team. Of course, I'm a Chiefs fan. I gave y'all my top five, though, outside of the Chiefs, who I'm most excited to watch. Carolina Panthers, because I like a good laugh. They're number five. The Houston Texans, love to see what C.J. Stroud does, but also what D'Amico Ryans does with that defense year two. At number three, the Detroit Lions. They should be the favorites in the NFC to make it to the Super Bowl. Year two, Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, I think he can take it to a whole new level. Number two, a surprise there to Washington Commanders. I love me some Jaden Daniels, and I would love to see what he's able to do in that offense with Cliff Kingsbury. And then number one, of course, the Bears. Caleb Williams, all the weapons, solid defense. Matt Eberflus has a makeover, and I'm all in on the Bears train. I think they will win 12 games. Not only I think, I'm guaranteeing it. I'm locking that in. The Bears will win 12 games this year, and I'm going to be watching most all of them. C-Cat, I didn't get yours. We'll get yours right here. Before we do, though, I do want to say we got from Bubba. He's locked in as a Vikings fan. He wants to see the Bengals offense this year. I also saw a couple on Twitter who were excited. We got Mike Jones here. Mike Jones, our teammate here, Detroit native. He wants to see the Lions, which doesn't count because I said outside of your favorite team, so he's canceled. C-Cat, you're a Ravens fan.
Yeah.
You're signing up for that beating that the Chiefs are going to deliver y'all tomorrow. You're going to go watch it with me, and I'm going to be talking my crap.
Lamar Jackson, 11-1 against the spread as an underdog. Just remember that.
Okay, so he'll cover. He'll cover and lose. I mean, come on, dude. C-Cat, what are you most locked in on? What five NFL teams are your NFL League Pass teams? Again, not your favorite teams, but the teams you'll be locked in on Sundays, Thursdays, Mondays, Fridays, whenever the hell they play in football. This NFL season.
I'm excited for Kyler Murray and Maserati Marv on the Cardinals. They're at number five on my list. Kind of flying under the radar with how many new quarterbacks there are entering this league, such as the Caleb Williams, such as Daniels and the Commanders. How about guys who are returning to form, who are going to be 100% healthy, who are going to be scrambling around? We've seen those games, I believe, against the Raiders, where it was a play that took about 30 seconds on the clock of Kyler Murray running around in circles. And eventually found the end zone. Might be a two-point conversion. I want to see him with a true number one. He already has a great connection with his tight end, Trey McBride. Cardinals are my fifth most anticipated offense to watch this year.
One quick thing. You know, Call of Duty Black Ops like 7 or 8 or something just dropped or is coming out soon. So
oh, no. It always hurts.
Yeah, just want to put that out there before you go too hard on that pick. But, yeah, you'll be watching. You'll be watching. He'll be watching. Playing video games. What's your four?
Cincinnati Bengals. You know, what? Burrow was hurt all last year. We got robbed of a Joe Burrow season because of that wrist injury. I like Burrow. I like Chase together. I like him with his weapons. I'm excited to see what the Bengals do once again because they have so many reasons not to succeed this season because of their division, but they somehow will find a way to succeed. I'm excited on the Bengals this year. We go with the Commanders. I was with you lockstep, man. I'm excited to see another dynamite quarterback who can do it with his arm, who can do it with his legs. Jaden Daniels wearing the Commanders uniform should be electrifying day in and day out.
Statues are obsolete in the NFL these days. There's no more Mac Jones was the last of a dying breed. You've got to be mobile and able to move around and create with your legs now to be a good quarterback. That just seems to be the wave.
And you just watch Jaden Daniels, not highlight tape, watch a full Jaden Daniels game.
Yeah.
Because you'll see all of the good, and, hey, we're cynics. You see a lot of the bad, too. The guy will not get down when he should get down. He'll get blown up by a defender. You can't do that in the NFL. That should be fun to watch, too.
He keeps getting up. Like the Dwayne Wade commercial from back in the day. Ball down 8 times, get up 9. Who's 2?
Tossing and turning about these two. Who's number 1? Who's number 2? I'm putting the Bears at 2.
Ah.
I'm just as excited as you are with Caleb Williams, but I'm excited about one more team a little bit more. Hey, the hype's there for a reason. This is the best circumstance we've ever seen a hands-down number 1 overall pick step into league with. It's going to happen in Chicago. It's coming with a fan base who has been starving for something to cheer about.
Especially good quarterback play. Like, they deserve good quarterback play in Chicago.
Even with their last playoff appearance, it wasn't pretty with Mitch Trubisky. Like, it was defense. It was the run game. And then it was nothing after that. My number one team I am most excited to watch that isn't my own in 2024, you didn't bring them up. We got robbed out of the Aaron Rodgers experience last year. We finally get to see the Piper paid to see what this result is. Aaron Rodgers in the number one media market of the country, in the jet screen. It's either going to be a roaring success or it's going to crash and burn and being a awful failure that'll be fun to talk about. I cannot wait to watch the Jets in 2024.
The funny thing is, week one, Monday Night Football, he's back on Monday Night Football to open the season. He's also playing against the team that I'm banking on in the 49ers. They're going to have a Super Bowl hangover. They're more likely to miss the playoffs than they are to make it back to the Super Bowl. And I think the Rams win that division this year. I think Matt Stafford, Sean McVay, and the Rams find a way to win that division this year against all the odds. That Jets versus Niners game can tell us a lot and a little at the same time. Because it's just one game, but the overreactions that's going to come out of that Monday night game is going to be fun to talk about on Tuesday here on Theoretically Speaking. Also fun going to be us having some fun at Duffy Sports Grill tomorrow, because that's the best place to go if you want to kick it, watch some football, watch any sport. Because it don't just got to be football. If you like tennis, if you like badminton, anything, it's 80 or more televisions at every Duffy Sports Grill, so you can lock in on your favorite action while you're getting some good food action. Coming your way. Award-winning burgers, award-winning wings, yum, yum, yum. Give me more. And speaking of give me more, 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. I said I'm taking the wife to happy hour later. Like, happy hours every hour, every minute at Duffy Sports Grill. You order one drink, you get another one. 2-for-1 drinks. That's what that means all day, every day. Visit Duffy'sMVP.com. That's Duffy'sMVP.com. You can also order food to the crib if you want a little to-go pack. And kick it at the house and watch some ball. You got versatility there. You got either way you want it. But the one place to be is Duffy Sports Grill. At Duffy's, our game is always on. And on Sundays, our TVs are always going to be locked on to those teams. Those top five electric teams, exciting teams to watch. I love the Cardinals pick. Of course, we're lockstep on the Commanders and the Bears. And the reason why I left the Jets out, C-Cat, is it just I was trying not to go with the contenders. It also feels like I know exactly what that team is going to be. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers force-feeding it to Garrett Wilson with some success, right? A lot of success, I would expect, but also some failure. And then also, Breece Hall is one of the best backs in the league. He's going to be running it up and down people's throat now with more room to go because Aaron Rodgers has more of a passing threat. And we've seen that defense be stringent. Like, I think I know what we're going to get, so I'm not as excited to watch it. Versus some of these other teams that I picked, it's like all up in the air. The Panthers, I don't know. The Commanders, who knows what's going to happen every single time Jaden Daniels drops back. The Bears, we've never seen it before. And then with the Lions, I think they're a serious contender for a Super Bowl, whereas the Jets, they're going to be a good regular season team. And just like Aaron Rodgers has done his whole career, he's going to lose, even as a favorite maybe, in the AFC playoffs.
Yeah, I like the new quarterbacks in general, right? Like, I feel like we got robbed of the Burrow season, so I miss Joe Burrow in a Bengals uniform. I don't want to see the backups in the uniform. I want to see that offense as it was designed. And like, hey, Kyler Murray missed almost over half of last season, so I want a full season of Kyler Murray, new quarterback in Washington, new quarterback in Chicago, and we get our first full Aaron Rodgers season. That was a common trend on my list.
Yeah, it's literally specifically based on the quarterbacks. And tomorrow we'll debut our quarterback tiers here on Theoretically Speaking, parsing them out. Between each other to show you what exact category, what exact space each guy lives in entering the NFL season, and we'll see what the movement looks like. Speaking of movement, man, my sister, She just made the big move out of Florida. We're going to miss her dearly, but thankfully that move was made seamless because she got lockstep with SafeBound Moving and Storage. Her experience was great. She actually had an incident that happened, C-Cat. Whoa. She had an incident that happened where her boyfriend wasn't able to get there the day of. So they were planning on moving themselves at first. His flight gets delayed because it's Labor Day weekend. So then his flight gets canceled. He can't get to South Florida to help her move. And guess what? Thankfully, we set up in advance SafeBound Moving and Storage to come in and save the day. They set her up. They moved her stuff out there to a storage facility in her next city with her man. So we're glad that that worked out for her. And like we've been telling y'all on this show, SafeBound Moving and Storage, they're the pros. They're Florida's moving company. And if you want to lock in with somebody and make your move easier, if you want to find a good spot to store some of those goods, clear out that catch-all room, it's SafeBound Moving and Storage. Florida's moving company, they are located right here in West Palm Beach, and they can service you well, just like they got my sister right. And speaking of SafeBound, it's time for us to hit, like we always do, all of the top topics across the nation. Strap up your seatbelt. It's the SafeBound Get Around. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round. Round and round. I get around. You're safe with SafeBound. You're also safe in this next city as long as you know the right people.
Next stop.
Cincinnati, Ohio is our first stop on the SafeBound Get Around.
I know some good people out there, too, so I'll be good. I'm protected. Do you know people in Cincy?
No, nobody.
Hey.
Ever.
Got to get around.
I should get around. You know Ja'Marr Chase is practicing today? We watched it with our very eyes.
Yeah.
We saw it online throughout the show. We broke the news earlier on. Ja'Marr Chase was seen in his jersey with his helmet. He is getting ready for the season. That seems like it opens up the door for Ja'Marr Chase taking snaps in week one.
That would be beneficial to the Bengals because he's obviously their best option on offense. People keep on glazing over the fact that Joe Burrow doesn't turn around anymore and see Joe Mixon. Now it's like Zach Moss, Chase Brown. That's a downgrade. You look out there at T. Higgins, he's not been that reliable. He's had ups and downs throughout his years, and then your rookie receivers and your young guys out there, it's a new playing field for Joe Burrow if he doesn't have Ja'Marr Chase, his security blanket, his number one. I hope Ja'Marr Chase does get paid by the Bengals. I hope they do break precedence again and give a guy a deal 2 years out from free agency because I think he's that good. He belongs in that tier with wide receivers. Plus, he's besties with the quarterback. If you made that exception for Joe Burrow, you damn well better make that exception for Ja'Marr Chase because I haven't seen Joe Burrow win in college or the pros without number one on his team. Remember that, Cincinnati.
Next stop,
Houston, Texas.
Yeah, that's the city, baby. That's home. I ain't been back in a while, too.
Stephon Diggs says he was in the worst mental space of his career his last season in Buffalo. He said that neither the Vikings or the Bills wanted to move on from him. He claims, quote, things had to shake because I kind of wanted to make them shake.
I believe him. There's no way the Vikings wanted to get rid of their number one receiver and the guy that made Kirk Cousins, like elevated Kirk Cousins' game. And there's no way the Bills just woke up one morning and they were like, you know what will make our team better? If we trade Stephon Diggs away. If we get rid of this guy who, as soon as he stepped foot out here in Orchard Park, he turned Josh Allen from a joke until a guy that people look at as a potential GOAT. He went from joke to GOAT when that guy pulled up. They didn't want to just get rid of him. I think he grew tired in that locker room. His relationship with Josh Allen obviously got a little bit severed. And maybe the Bills will be better without him. I think the Texans will be better now with him. And most importantly, Stephon Diggs. He's going to enjoy himself in Houston a lot more. Imagine that. Imagine going from Minneapolis to Buffalo, and now you're in the H. My boy living good, and hopefully he plays good for them as well. Do you think this is true, or you think he's just saying that now because he's in a new city?
We talked about this off the air. I don't know if the grass is going to be greener on the other side because you've got C.J. Stroud with established relationships to several different targets already in Houston. So, week one, okay, if I'm Stephon Diggs and I only get 5 or 6 targets, that's okay. Mine will come eventually.
Yeah.
Happens again in week two. Week three, it dips down to 3 targets. Chemistry's not quite there. I think he's going to throw a fit again. I think he is the problem.
Here's what I'll say. They say winning cures all, right? Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Yes, the Houston Texans winning can soothe over some of that stuff. It's a different ball game when you ain't getting passes or targets out in Minneapolis and you go home, you got to shovel some snow out your driveway and you try to go out to the club and ain't nothing to do. It's a different ball game. You go out there to Buffalo, New York, you ain't getting balls thrown your way. You keep running up against the behemoth that is the Chiefs. That's no fun. And then what the hell are you supposed to do out there in Buffalo, New York? I'm from Houston, Texas. There's going to be escapes for Stephon Diggs to be able to at least enjoy his time in the city, in Splashtown. Like that's why I feel good about this. It's different. It hit different when you're in a city like Houston versus Buffalo. I can deal with Tank Dell and Nico Collins going off more. Plus, I'm on a one-year deal. Hopefully, he realizes this is your last chance to get a big payday. So enjoy yourself in the city. Be the number three option. Be the best number three option in the league. Help the Texans compete in the AFC. Go get a big deal somewhere else to make another QB's life easier. I don't think he'll be a problem this year, CK. I think he'll be good.
We'll see.
I think he'll be good.
Next stop.
Speaking of Buffalo, we're going to Orchard Park, New York.
Uh-oh.
Some good news. DeMar Hamlin, he is officially listed as a week one starter. That's his first start since his heart stopped on the field in Cincinnati, January 2nd, 2023.
It's kind of crazy because so much has happened since then. Obviously, the DeMar Hamlin situation, that was that a Monday Night Football? Like time stopped?
Yeah.
Fantasy football leagues stopped? Like everything got really weird after that. And obviously, the guy was in danger of losing his life. So glad that he was saved from that. But then you had the Bills-Bengals playoff game. And then you had the I don't want to even bring it up. Should I bring it up, CK?
Bring it up, because the Buffalo Bills decided, game on the line, legacy on the line. Bills, Chiefs, what are we going to do? Fake punt, run it to DeMar Hamlin, make a wish. It's a Disney movie.
They tried to create a moment in one of the biggest games in that franchise's last 20 years. They tried to create a moment by, you know, doing the punt fake to DeMar Hamlin. Give it to number three. If he gets the first down, that stadium erupts. It goes insane. It is electric. They might not lose the game because not only do you get the first down, you got the emotional hump right there.
Yeah, I'm thinking to go viral on TikTok. Like, we got kids that don't watch full games will know that moment because of that app.
That would be a meme. Like, that would be a GIF right now. DeMar Hamlin doing the first down signal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be it. We would be talking about that for decades. They would have had a 30 for 30 out on it already. The Netflix show would have been made. But instead, he got stuffed. Yeah. And the Chiefs went on to win the Super Bowl. And now it's an afterthought. I wish him well. But if DeMar Hamlin's starting for you, a guy that they had as a reserve, and they've lost those safeties, I don't think that Bills defense is going to be much good this year.
Next stop.
Vegas, baby. Vegas. Woo! We're finally getting it. Live Golf versus PGA. Well, kinda. Because the PGA Tour stars Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler, they're facing off against LIV Golf's Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka in a made-for-TV match in Vegas this December. Think the match with Eli, Tiger. Think those type of golf events.
The match, by the way, which was last year in West Palm Beach at the park.
Of course.
Which is conjoined with the house, which is where we kick it every weekend. We take it to the house. Does this get your shivering going? Or what happens to you when you get some sports news that just elates you? How you feeling right now?
I kind of just scroll past it and think, oh, that's cool. Call back. I'll forget about this entire event until December.
That's true.
Until like the weekend of or even the day of. That's when I will get excited for it.
You were big on the chestnut Kobayashi hot dog stuff in your mouth contest.
Listen, that was a sports god's problem by not having any football on during Labor Day weekend, Sunday and Monday. So I'm watching hot dog eating contest on Netflix Live. That's why I was watching that. This feels like another one of those events where I'll realize that this is occurring the day of, but I am excited for it because I feel like Rory McIlroy stands on this ivory tower. I do like the other three guys in this event. Scottie Scheffler, he's the most boring superstar in the world, and he's a great guy. Bryson DeChambeau, he's revolutionizing what it means to be a golf star on like social media. Hmm. And Brooks Koepka's a cool dude. Jupiter resident.
Yeah.
I like the dude a lot.
Big shout.
So I'm rooting for LIV Golf in this competition, but I'll be happy for Scottie to get another W in his repertoire.
C-Cat, infamously a LIV Golf guy over PGA. Me? I'm neither. I'm just kicking it in the middle somewhere on this safe-bound get-around.
Next stop.
Denver, Colorado. Oof. The Broncos and all-pro cornerback Patrick Surtain II agreed to a record four-year extension worth $96 million overall with guarantees $77.5 million.
What's crazy about this contract is it just reminds me that the Broncos are paying Russell Wilson $37 million right now to play quarterback for the Steelers. Anybody that thinks that this team can be good in the next 2 years while they're paying nearly $40 million a year for another guy to suit up for other teams and play football is out of their damn mind. It's a salary cap sport where every position matters more than the next. You just paid a guy in Patrick Surtain, who, by the way, it's weird to me that, like, you didn't even grow up in the Patrick Surtain era. It's not weird to you at all. It doesn't make you feel old that Patrick Surtain II is not only in the NFL and is an all-pro corner, he's on his second deal and a massive one at that.
Yeah, this is the only Patrick Surtain that I've grown to know and love.
That's kind of crazy. Patrick Surtain, and I thought it was always Surtain back in the day, and I learned it was Surtain, was like an all-pro with the Dolphins back in the day. He spent the latter end of his years with the Chiefs, and he was a dog at corner. I think he's now coaching the D-backs at Florida State. That's what got Ricky Knight, a local product out of Cardinal Newman, to go there. So, yeah, kind of crazy. Patrick Surtain in the mix there. That was your Safe Bound Get Around. We kick it like that every single day. Hitting the hot topics of the day, strapping up our seatbelt, because we know we're safe with Safe Bound. All right. C-Cat, moving forward here, I talked about champions. I talked about golf. I talked about how I'm not really, like, if you think about it, like, I'm not anti-LIV. I'm probably a more pro-PGA tour. But what I am is pro getting better at the game of golf in general. Golf is one of those sports that you can do this thing until you're 80, until you're 90 maybe. Stay healthy enough. So why not start working on your golf game today so that every time you go out with your buddies, they're not taking your money like they used to do to me? And they don't anymore because I've been training at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. I'm not perfect yet, but thanks to my coach Pete, I'm working on it. I'm getting better. Every club in that bag can use some work. I don't care how good you are, how whatever your handicap is right now, how well you think of your putting, of your driver, of your short game, any of that stuff, the Kaiser Golf Coaching Center can get you right today. KaiserGolfCenter.com. That's the website to go to. KaiserGolfCenter.com. Stop waiting on getting lessons and lock in with them today. Train like a pro with the Seahawks. They do this thing for real. 2,000 square foot indoor facility. It's raining right now in Palm Beach County. Oh, wait, never mind. It stopped raining. That's how fickle the skies are out here. And that's why they have an indoor training facility. 2,000 square feet, three different hitting bays, ball flight technology. Like, I use this stuff myself. I'm not just talking about something. I be about it. It's a great facility to get better at your golf game. So tap in with them now, KaiserGolfCenter.com. Train like a pro with the Seahawks. Let them know Big Teddy sent you. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. On the other side of this thing, we do have to get into exactly what's going on in the NFL. That is a hot topic that nobody's really mentioning that much. And we're on the eve of the football season. What are we doing? That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
The NFL season opens up this weekend. Well, really, it opens up tomorrow night, but the first Sunday of the NFL season is when it really settles in that, man, football is all the way back. We're all the way embraced with the joy and the pain of a new NFL season. And as a Chiefs fan, it's mostly joy. I'm Theo Dorsey. That's C-Cat. It's Theoretically Speaking right here. Lock in with us on YouTube. Tap in at Theo Speaking. And also stick around right here because we have our midday midterms coming up soon as we give some grades to some active things happening in sports. But before we get to that, before we get to the midday midterm, C-Cat, how in the hell has there not been more conversation, more calendar marks going down for the showdown on Sunday where the Cleveland Browns, of course, everybody's been wondering, is Deshaun Watson going to be a guy this year? Is he going to return to form like what we saw when he was in the Texans uniform in 2020? Everybody's wondering that around the Browns. Also, the other team, the Dallas Cowboys, is CeeDee Lamb going to look like he looked on the back end of last year with Dak Prescott, that connection being so hot? Those quarterbacks are getting all of the headlines leading into that Sunday matchup. But those two quarterbacks pale in comparison to the actual quarterback that will be the star of the show come Sunday. Why are we not talking more about the fact that as we've watched Nick Saban do his thing on College Game Day, we've watched Bill Belichick do his thing as a sports broadcaster all over the ESPN networks, we're going to get the debut of Tom Brady on Fox Sports as the lead analyst for a game involving two quarterbacks who got a lot of things to analyze. Like, this is the GOAT, seven Super Bowls, one of the biggest, best football brains that we've ever seen and had. He wasn't elite as a quarterback because he can outrun guys. He didn't have the biggest arm. It was all about him being able to outsmart, outwill, as well as, I mean, he was a good thrower of the football. But we're going to get Tom Brady as a lead analyst on Fox Sports next to Kevin Burkhardt. It's going to be magical. It's going to be the one thing that we're all locked in on. And if you're not already planning to do so, you should. They paid the dude $335 million before they even realized how good he was at this or not. I mean, C-Cat, this is it. Why are we not talking about this more?
I forgot that contract number.
Yes.
Over 300 mil for being a football analyst broadcast. That's incredible. I'm going to actually put Red Zone on mute, have it on the corner, but allow this Fox game of the week with Tom Brady on the analyst call. I'm going to have that with the volume on because I'm very curious how he's going to sound.
It's a must see. Think about this. Deshaun Watson broke the record for guaranteed money for a quarterback a couple of years ago, right? He's in that game. Dak Prescott is expected to break the record when it comes to a quarterback getting paid either before the season with the Dallas Cowboys or this next offseason. They've been hinting at $60 million a year possibly he can get up to depending on what he performs like and what he demands. Tom Brady getting paid more than both of them dudes would be. And he ain't even announced a game yet.
The story of that game, the clips that you'll see go viral on social media, if Dak Prescott throws four interceptions, won't be the four interceptions that Dak throws and his reactions afterwards and Jerry Jones in the box.
Yeah.
It won't be that. It'll be what Tom Brady has to say about it.
Yes.
Is he going to let loose? Is he going to hold punches? How will Tom Brady critically analyze these games?
He's been a lot more honest, too, ever since he's left the Patriot way. That Patriots aura. We've even seen that same thing from Bill Belichick. We've seen the same thing from Nick Saban. Again, I tell the story about how when I met Nick Saban on the golf course, like a couple weeks after he announced his retirement, the dude looks so relaxed and chill. He looks so comfortable. He walks up, "Hi, I'm Nick Saban." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm Theo Dorsey. I'm sure you know that already too." And then he went and swung the driver, and boy, was it nice. And straight down the fairway. The dude is good at golf too. I'm just so enamored with these big football guys, these guys that have dominated our culture, dominated our brainwaves, and dominated our attention, now all being in sports broadcasting. And again, Tom Brady thing this weekend, we're not talking about it enough. And you see that little humble flex that I just talked about meeting Nick Saban?
Yeah, you that brought it up like three times.
No. I'm going to why would I not bring that up?
I don't know.
It was cool. It was a cool moment.
It's a loose comparison to the current situation.
Is it that loose?
Yeah, because it's not like you were in the box with Nick Saban when he was broadcasting a game or you were on the set of game day. He was playing golf.
Playing golf. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even do an interview with him either. I did an interview with a lot of really important people that day. Nick Saban was like no interviews that day. But, I mean, if I'm sorry. Like, I don't ever flex anything, and I want to flex that. It was a cool moment for me. I got to meet Nick Saban, one of the great people in all of sports, not just college football. But okay, let's do the midday midterm since you're ridiculing me for mentioning the fact that I did meet Nick Saban this year. It was pretty cool. The midday midterm is brought to you by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go. I'll tell you more about Baptist Health after C-Cat tells us the first thing we're great.
How about your favorite team playing on Thursday night? Because we're both facing that situation right now. Any Thursday night, not the opening night of the season, just your favorite team playing Thursday night.
I give it an A because of who my favorite team is, and I expect them to perform on a high level. Back when I was a fan of lesser teams, it was an abysmal situation, but I give it an A because I know what to expect. There's going to be greatness, and everybody's going to be talking about that the next day on Sports Talk. How about you?
As much as I am a Ravens fan, I think I'm equally an NFL football fan. So I like my attention not having to be diverted unfairly towards the Ravens on an NFL Sunday in the 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock slate. So I love it. It's an A+. I get to take my Ravens football, enjoy it, focus on it, and then on Sunday, kick back, relax, enjoy all of the football.
And the pressure's off at that point. You're just literally soaking it up.
Win or lose, that was Thursday. It's not Saturday night. I don't wake up thinking about that game. It was a while ago.
It's a great call. It's a great call as we do the midday midterms here. What's next? As we grade things on the midday midterms.
How about when you're in a fantasy football draft and someone in your league uses the entire time allotted to make their pick each and every time?
The worst. The absolute worst. We did a fantasy football draft last night, and you gave us 90 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, I did the max amount.
Yeah.
These leagues matter, and these picks matter. Use every little bit of the time that you're given. Those are smart people. Give me a B+.
F. I hate it. Dude, if you did your research, you should know who you're going to get at that spot. You should have one or two or three guys you're deciding between, and it shouldn't take you that long. Taking 90 seconds, especially 10 rounds deep, absolute F. What's next? Scrubs.
We did this last week. We were talking about it a bunch, and we finally did it. How do you grade weekday hibachi lunch with your coworkers?
I was so good. I can't lie. We met a Miami Hurricane, former women's basketball player in the mix of it. We met a guy from New York. Who was the guy at our table? Was he from New York?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. From Kentucky. We talked a little bit about the Bourbon Trail in Lexington. Yeah, you're right. That's an A+, man. That was a great call.
Yeah, it was great. The one thing is, I've learned that when you order a hibachi lunch, yes, it is a discounted rate. So, you know me. I'm always in for a deal.
Yes.
You don't get both the salad and the soup. You got to pick one or the other. And my pockets aren't like that to order the other thing on the side. Love the miso soup. And I love this magical ginger salad that they serve at hibachi restaurants. I wish I had both. I only had the option of one. Since it's hot out in South Florida, I pushed the soup to the side, said, give me the salad. That prevents it from being an A.
Yeah.
I'm going B, but I still enjoyed myself.
It was a good time, and I will say, too, I learned you can go double egg. I love fried rice with eggs, and I like more eggs in there. My nice new friend from former Miami Canes women's basketball player, she said, hey, get the double egg. I did that. That was great. And Mike Rizzo, who you're going to hear here in about 15 minutes on Russo and Rizzo, day two of their show, absolutely chowed down, like left no crumbs. Relax.
It's like you got to give one of my dogs eats too much. They call it gouging themselves. So you have to give them a puzzle plate to eat their food.
Yeah.
So they can't eat it all in one gulp. You got to give Mike Rizzo a puzzle to eat his meal or else he will choke on it.
He literally went all out. I don't even know if he used a fork. I think he just dug his head right into it. We'll have to pick his brain about that. But not today, because we're going to bring in Colin Russo to introduce you to him as well before their show again. That was the midday midterms here on Theoretically Speaking. Just giving out some grades, delving out some grades as we do best. And that was brought to you by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. And there it was, C-Cat. My worst fear. That's why I used the deep voice back in like elementary school and middle school. Get ridiculed. You stumble over one word and a guy like C-Cat is pointing fingers and laughing. Speaking of, on the other side, a lot of laughs, a lot of good times to be had when Russo and Rizzo pull up. We got Colin Russo joining the show for the crossover to lead us into what they're angling on for Russo and Rizzo. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. I can barely read or speak. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
All hell is about to break loose here at ESPN West Palm when we get these show wars going. We start picking against the spread between Theoretically Speaking and Russo and Rizzo. That's coming to y'all soon. I'm going to allude to that. I'll talk to y'all about that in a second because we got our guy Colin Russo with us here on Theoretically Speaking to talk about that. And you see that if you're tapped in on YouTube at Theo Speaking. Appreciate you for subscribing, by the way. But first, I got to tell y'all about one of the great annual traditions out here in South Florida, in Boca Raton. And that's the annual Boca Raton Bowls ABC Supply Great Chef's Tailgate Showcase presented by Boca Raton Innovation Campus and CP Group. That's going to heat up on Tuesday, October 15th. Mark your calendar. Tuesday, October 15th, before the Boca Bowl itself. It's going to be from 6 to 8:30. Pull up on me. It's your boy, Theo Dorsey. It's me. And we're going to be at Brick in Boca Raton as dozens of local chefs, breweries, and cocktail masters serve their favorite tailgate classics. It is a lot of fun, and you're going to leave with a full belly and some good beverages in your system. Tickets are on sale right now. It includes all food samplings, entertainment, beer, wine, cocktails, soft drinks, all of it. Visit spiritofgivingnetwork.org/events to purchase your tickets today. Again, that's spiritofgivingnetwork.org/events, and that's Tuesday, October 15th with your boy. Speaking of, with your boy right now in CCAT is the one and only Colin Russo, fresh off the debut of Russo and Rizzo, where y'all were like Yapville, USA. Y'all boys was going at it. Y'all was talking college football. Absolutely loved it. You coming off of that, leading into day two, man, how are you feeling? How are the vibes around Russo and Rizzo right now?
It felt good. There's nothing to complain about. A couple things you disagreed with, but that's the beauty of radio.
Yeah.
The process of combativeness and argumentation, I think, is a very powerful tool when it comes to radio. And we did that yesterday. So it's a matter of getting a feel and making sure that both of us sort of work the best off of each other. But that's the game.
Well, right?
You remember launching the show a couple months ago.
Like,
it's a process. So building off momentum, utilizing what you can and figuring out what works is going to be the keys to the castle here.
Now, Colin, you got the UConn polo on. Myself, I'm a Chiefs fan. Yeah, you got the UConn sported, baby. Check him out on YouTube. He's a Huskies fan, being from Connecticut. We're both going for the three-peat this year.
Nope.
We are.
I'm not.
Both teams are going for
you.
Both teams are going for it.
You as a Chiefs fan?
Yeah.
Not in the same. I'm going to use the word castle again. Not in the same castle as me as a UConn fan.
Yeah. So.
You admit this.
Yes, because you've been a UConn fan for how long?
And you've been a Kansas City Chiefs fan for 18 months?
No, going on 3 years.
Going on 3 years.
Yeah.
When is the three-year anniversary?
It'll be in a couple of weeks here. Or no, actually, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Do you celebrate this?
Yeah. I just pop a bottle of champagne. That's what happens when you win the Super Bowl. Back to what I'm saying.
It's 2 years.
You guys are chasing.
It's two.
You guys are oh, yes, because it was before the first Super Bowl.
So it was after the AFC title game.
Yeah.
I bought when they were low.
Yeah.
It's so phony. It is. But, you know.
Why not? I'm still a Chiefs fan.
Why
you can call
not?
It phony. You can call
not?
It whatever
it
you want.
It is phony. It is phony.
Where were you born?
Connecticut.
I was born in Kansas. Pleasure to meet you, Colin.
But you were
a Panthers fan because I picked them as a kid because they had nice colors and they played the Super Bowl in Houston.
But you bailed when you were in your 30s.
Yeah, I bailed in my 20s, actually. I bailed in my 20s, and I bailed because I'm a man of my word. You'll learn about having conviction and being a man of your word when you're put in a position. I said on radio, I said, hey, guys, if they go out and trade for Baker Mayfield, I'm done. That's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Trading Baker Mayfield, who stunk
trading
for them.
For him. Oh, trading for him that offseason. Yeah, it was hinted early in the offseason. I said it on, I think it was then Ken Levick Alive. Shout out to my buddy. And they held me to my word. So I had to do a fan free agency. And I went home to my roots, a place that I was always rooting for silently anyways in the background, in the Kansas City Chiefs. Back to you. We both relate in this. Our teams are chasing a three-peat, whether you like it or not. Also, one thing that we're going to have to come to consensus about, you were talking about how Russo and Rizzo, y'all are going back and forth. Y'all are being combative with my guy Mike Rizzo. Me and C-Cat sometimes do the same thing. That's what's going to make these picks against the spread in the NFL that we're doing in college football even that much better.
I'm excited for punchline picks.
Yeah.
You know, us, you two versus us. First of all, I think deciding the picks is going to be
a whole
ordeal.
Yeah.
Tied to the hip.
It's going to be a whole ordeal just deciding which picks to take. I think there's going to be a whole argument before the argument between me and Mike and you and Theo C-Cat. So I think it's going to be a feeling out process, and I'm excited to see who starts out god awful, because there's going to be one of us.
Mm.
It's either going to be you guys or it's going to I'm god awful. I'm talking like 2-8 to start off, and Listen, as the competitor in me says it's going to be you guys, but you know how this goes.
Well,
there's no trends to follow. This is going to be very interesting to see your philosophy, because we're going to talk about the philosophy behind the picks as well.
Yeah.
What's the approach? You're not just doing it for the hell of it. How are you guys really going to, what's the basis?
Here's y'all's advantage, though. I want to say this, Colin, because you need to hear this, and I want everybody to hear it just in case we do start off slow. C-Cat wants to do the punishment.
Yeah.
C-Cat wants to do the punishment. And again, C-Cat, let the fans know what the punishment is for Punchline Picks.
So Punchline Picks, it's a competition between shows. Theoretically speaking, me and Theo versus Colin Russo and Mike Rizzo. And we're going to come together, and each show has to provide 6 picks. Total up the points. Whoever has the better record at the end of the season wins. Whoever loses has to go and do open mic stand-up for the first time in their lives. So, and I want to do it. I want to lose.
It wouldn't be the first time for you, Colin.
Hold on. So why are you open about this?
Why am I? What about this?
Open
why
about when to lose?
Well, you can't control whether you win or lose. If I could purposely I would make millions of dollars.
I don't think you could purposely. It's just like, yeah, you can't purposely win. This is all luck.
It's
yeah.
a win-win situation. Because
like,
if I lose,
there's
going to
be
lose,
a philosophy. Maybe you win 55% of the time. But this is not going to be, like, even if you wanted to lose, yeah. I don't think you can make an effort to lose.
Yeah.
When it comes to making
But it's the
like
vibes.
This.
It's the vibes. It's the energy. When you put that out into the world that you want to lose, you inevitably be what you think. So C-Cat is tanking our show.
Yeah, you're manifesting
already.
Failure. You're Andy, manifesting failure.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I want to do the stand-up. I've been looking for a reason
to do
it.
This Saturday.
Just do the stand-up.
Go do it this Saturday. Go do it on your own. We'll come. We'll join you.
You overestimate my courage. I need someone to force me to do it because of a bet I made.
So you
want to
do it because there's like a whole bet, a wager on a line. That's the reason you want to do it. But
I'm a scaredy cat. Like, I am not a strong-willed, confident person. So if I'm backed up against the wall, I will do stand-up. But if I don't really need to, then I won't do it.
I can't believe this.
Do you think you're going to be solid?
I can't believe this.
What if you go and bomb? What's that going to do for your confidence then?
He's pretty funny. The guy.
I've got 5 minutes locked and loaded.
Yeah, he. I'm sure
you're
going to.
You're not going to have 5 minutes locked and loaded when it's going to be us making your jokes.
So again, that's coming to y'all tomorrow. We'll have the punchline picks. Starting off as the NFL season kicks off. I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to the second rendition of Russo and Rizzo. Colin, appreciate you pulling up for the crossover.
My pleasure.
We'll see y'all on the other side. Go in love, go in peace, go enjoy. Russo and Rizzo next on ESPN 106.3.